I had ADD. I had ADHD. I was the kid that constantly got in trouble because I'd be staring out the window, letting my eyes get blurry on the tree outside with the bird in it or something. And I'd be out there because my imagination was running wild. You know why my imagination was running wild? I didn't like the circumstances of my life at that moment. I was constantly escaping. There were things about my life that were painful. And so I'd go to that place where I could escape, and I'd start dreaming and thinking about the way things could be. And that was so much more exciting than living in this moment that wasn't so exciting. And that's why I got in trouble. So as I got older, I started reading books. I was talking to these guys last night. I started reading books, and it was a little bit at a time. And here's why I was able to finally let books start sinking into my head. It's because the books were lining up with my priorities. My priorities were my passions. And anytime you can take your passions and put books that synergize with your passions, then reading suddenly becomes fine and it holds your attention because it's something that you want to be doing anyways. I wasn't so interested in algebra or science or history. What I was interested in is what made my heart sing. That's what I was interested in. And I started reading those books and it liberated me. It got me excited about life. It got me so focused. I started seeing that canvas. That was at 17 years old. We went through highs and lows. My wife and I got married at 22 years old, 2 weeks after leaving college. I got a degree in aviation. Why? Because it was a passion. I loved to fly. I wanted to serve my country. I wanted to go into the Air Force and be a combat pilot. Or the Navy. I wanted to be a combat pilot. I found out a relative of mine was Chuck Yeager. You know, the first guy that lived to tell about breaking the sound barrier? He inspired me. And I said, someday I'm going to do that. And I went for aviation. I got a degree in business administration because I wanted to be successful. I didn't want to be broke. So I figured I could link business to a whole lot of different things. I got a minor in Spanish because I wanted to be multilingual and deal with multicultures. Those things got me excited. And as I started my network marketing career at 17 years old, we went nuts. 2 years after, or 2 weeks after leaving college, we went on a 2-year honeymoon. It was awesome. We went everywhere. We took our business with us. And the most painful thing, and let me ask, is my wife in this room, is Juliet in here somewhere? She? Okay, good. If she enters that door back there, tell me, because this is a painful story. Okay, so I'm going to tell a story before she gets in here because it might make her emotional. If she comes through that door, just say, hey, Juliet just came in. So when we started dating, I was so excited. I never really had a girlfriend before. I mean, I'd gone on some dates before. I'd never been passionate about any particular date until I met her. My eyes locked with her and I said, she is the one. And I got to know her. Our freshman year in college, by the end of our sophomore year in college, we started dating. And it was an amazing relationship, and I'll never forget, because it wasn't so pleasant, I'll never forget the moment that I had the opportunity to meet her parents. I was pumped, because in my mind, I imagined this great relationship, you know, where the possible father-in-law says, hey, welcome to the family. It's so great to meet you. And he would give me that lecture on how to treat his daughter. I so wanted that. And I wanted to prove to this mystery man that I was the perfect knight in shining armor for his daughter. And that's the image I had in my head. It didn't work out that way. This was in 1992. And we went into, you know, one of those phone booths where they've got the accordion doors and you get inside and you close those doors and we put in the 20,000 digit calling card number. Remember those days? And then it said, you've entered the wrong number, and you're like, for the love of everything that's sacred, you mean I gotta do this again? Yeah, that deal. So we got in there, we huddled in there, and I could tell she was nervous. And we got on the phone and, you know, she said, hey, mom and dad, What's happening tonight? And they started talking and they could tell there was something exciting in her voice. They said, honey, you've got something to tell us, don't you? And she said, I do. I've got something to tell you. And I was all smiles and I'm sitting there. We both have our ear up to the phone. And they said, you met someone, didn't you? And she says, I did. Mom and dad, I met this amazing guy. He's so amazing. You're gonna love him. And I thought, this is going great. What an endorsement. And they said, well, honey, that's great. Is he going to be a doctor? Instantly, my heart sank a little bit because I knew the answer was no. That wasn't me. And she said, no, mom and dad, he's not going to be a doctor. And they said, okay, honey, well, is he going to be a lawyer? And she goes, no, mom and dad, he's not going to be a lawyer. Well, if he's not going to be a doctor or a lawyer, then what is he going to be? Well, he's an aviation student, and he's planning to fly airplanes. Oh. And my heart sank really far down. And they said, well, tell us something about his family. You know, are his parents married? And she says, no, his parents are not married. They're divorced. However, they're happily remarried. They're doing really good. So you're telling us that you're dating a guy that's not a doctor or a lawyer, and his parents are divorced? Let us tell you something. You cannot date this man. You cannot date this man. He's not your type.